What if the reason you're not reaching your goals has nothing to do with motivation or talent? Consider this. Elite athletes and Fortune 500 executives share a counterintuitive secret that contradicts nearly everything traditional productivity culture teaches. They don't work harder or longer, they work differently. The insight comes from an unexpected collaboration between a sports psychologist who coached World Series champions and a financial training expert who studied under coaching legend John Wooden. Their discovery? The human brain has a cognitive limit that most people violate daily, sabotaging their own success. Companies implementing their approach report productivity increases of 40%, not by adding more tasks, but by strategically eliminating them. This isn't another time management system. It's a complete reframing of how high performance actually works. The uncomfortable truth is that your to-do list is destroying your effectiveness, and the solution requires abandoning everything you thought you knew about productivity. Our brains can only handle three complex tasks simultaneously before freezing, like an overloaded computer. Dr. George Miller's research shows humans process roughly seven simple concepts at once, but only three complex ones. When you exceed this limit, your mind doesn't work harder. It simply stops working. The solution? Commit to only three priorities tomorrow, with one designated as your absolute must. Write them between lunch and 3 p.m. before decision fatigue strikes. Then execute your must task before 10 a.m., before chaos begins. When a major league pitcher implemented this approach, rotating between mechanical work, strategic discussions, and conditioning as his daily must, his ERA dropped significantly within 3 months. A sales executive used this focus to concentrate on high-value relationships, increasing revenue by 40% while cutting total client interactions in half. Written goals become 42% more likely to be achieved. Einstein called simplicity the highest form of intelligence. During Navy SEAL Hell Week, Bobby Gassoff survived by focusing exclusively on the next single step. When flooded with information, people freeze rather than act. The solution requires discipline. Commit to one primary change until you've nailed it, completing it 90% of the time for 3 consecutive months. Small wins build self-trust, proving you can follow through. Randy Bull, a top performer at his Fortune 500 company, transformed his productivity by utilizing just 3 minutes of free time 3 times daily, waiting for meetings, standing in line, between calls. This created an extra 40 hours per year, propelling him to number one at his firm. While most people relax during unscheduled moments, high performers fill those gaps with crucial emails, document reviews, or follow-up calls. Combat schedule bloat by setting a game clock for each activity. Specify exact timeframes like, this is a 30-minute meeting ending at 2:30 sharp. Keep conference calls under 17 minutes as attention wanes after 15. For overwhelming tasks, use ask and chop. Identify what's most important next, then focus on just that first action step. One hockey player secured his contract extension by focusing on just one set rather than the daunting full 40 minutes while creating valuable time with his son. The marketplace rewards productive, not busy. Habits take 2.5 weeks to 3.5 months to form, strengthening or weakening daily. The honeymoon phase starts with enthusiasm, but when I can do this becomes, this is harder than I thought, the real test begins. Successfully navigating 2 or 3 of these internal battles, called fight-throughs, is essential for reaching the second nature phase. 4 techniques win these fights. Ritualize by scheduling the habit at the same time daily. Recognize the fight-through moment when it occurs. Ask how you'll feel if you win or lose this battle, and use life projection. Visualize where you'll be in 5 years if you consistently win versus lose. After winning multiple fight-throughs, you'll enter the groove phase where your habit feels natural. 3 traps can derail you. The discouragement monster, when hard work doesn't yield immediate results. disruption, holidays or illness breaking your routine, and seduction of success, believing you've mastered it. When normal people succeed, they do less. Mentally tough people stay committed. Recognize these traps and respond by doing a little bit more for a little while, adding 10% more effort that day. Perfectionism crumbles under intense competition. As talent deepens and validation becomes scarce, losses erode confidence without proper self-evaluation. The solution? Adopt performance mentality. Prioritize effort and improvement over uncontrollable outcomes. An NHL player revolutionized his game by grading himself on effort, footwork, puck pursuit, shot quality, demanding 9-10 each shift. He became a rising star by measuring what mattered, mirroring John Wooden's philosophy of evaluating effort, not outcomes. Wooden won 10 national championships this way. The Success Log is a 3-minute daily tool training your brain to focus on strengths and process. Identify what you did well, choose one improvement area, specify one action step. One financial advisor implemented 3 daily process goals while ignoring commission summaries. Despite personal tragedy, these concrete steps provided stability. He doubled production to $1 million while reducing stress and hours. As evaluation becomes habitual, perform many evaluations throughout your day, creating a real-time performance dashboard reinforcing positive actions. Your inner monologue shapes performance and identity. Marathon runner Katie Sutton repeated, "Today I am strong. Today I am healthy. Today I am a beast," at mile 24, while visualizing herself conquering the final hill. Olympic swimmer Michael Phelps imagined both perfect performances and potential problems before every race. Mentally tough individuals actively control their thinking rather than surrendering to negativity. Problem-centric thought, focusing exclusively on problems, makes them expand in your consciousness, like fertilizing weeds in your mental garden. Solution-focused thinking maintains confidence and performance. Visualization activates the same neural pathways as physical practice, improving performance by up to 300% when combined with physical training. The mental workout is a 100-second routine. Centering breath, inhale 6 seconds, hold 2, exhale 7. Identity statement, I am focused, prepared, and confident. Personal highlight reel, visualizing past and future success. Repeat identity statement, and final centering breath. Like physical muscles, mental strength requires consistent training. Never skip more than 2 days. When visualizing, use first-person perspective, incorporate positive emotions, and visualize at real speed. Elite performers practice multiple times daily, especially before important events. Mediocrity masquerades as normal, making abnormality the only path to greatness. 3 performance viruses derail progress: the trap of the viable excuse, reasonable justifications that lower standards, focusing on what you can't control, worrying about markets instead of effort, and problem-centric thought, obsessing about challenges rather than solutions. The antidote is relentless solution focus. When facing challenges, identify one step within 60 seconds that improves your situation. This plus one solution triggers beneficial neurotransmitters, enhancing creativity and intelligence, while problem-focused thinking triggers negative ones that hamper both. Confidence isn't innate, but developed through practice. Choose one concept at a time, aim for 90% completion, focus on improvement over perfection, and celebrate progress. Knowledge without action is worthless. Becoming exceptional requires abandoning comfort, writing down 3 tasks when others juggle 20, fighting through the moment when every fiber wants to quit, and measuring what matters when the world measures what's easy. You deserve extraordinary results, but only if you prove it through effort. The tools are here. The choice is yours.